Lovelies, great to have you today for this bite-sized training. So, we're talking today about how to book out your hair and makeup services with value, okay? So, welcome, come on in. If you are an old-timer, put old-timer in the chat for me. If you are a complete newbie, like never been to any of my events or never done any of my masterclasses, I have really never clapped eyes on me, just put a newbie in the chat box for me. That's fine, Sarah. And if you are part of our inner circle, just put IC, just so I know who's here as well. So it's great to see you. And actually, I always say this, but if you can come on camera, I then can see all your gorgeous faces and I know that you are not multitasking and you're taking this in. Yeah. And if you haven't had a chance to catch this live, then please hashtag replay so that I know that you have dropped in a little bit later to get this training today. So yeah, welcome. I can see lots of people on Facebook and also coming into Zoom. So a bit of background about me. I was the founder of a bridal hair and makeup agency in Cambridge for over 12 years in the UK. And I have a salon, which I'm standing in now. I had lots of team members working on hundreds of weddings each year. I then hired two talent managers who ran that business for me. So one of them is here with us now. And this is Mary. Mary is now in my coaching business. And that was a company that turned over six figures and was on seven luxury supplier lists and is the number one spot on Google and still is. In fact, if you thought of makeup in our area, you thought about my agency, which as I moved on in my career, I then went on to educate in salons and managers. And really that's where it leads me today. So now I've turned into coaching and consulting where I am now. And ultimately I ended up selling that agency back in 2021. So I exited the company and I sold it to one of those talent managers. It wasn't Mary. It was another lady, and I know that she is in this group, all right? We get on really, really well. And in that time, I spent over £20,000 on coaches and mentors, okay? So I think you can safely say, ladies, that I am more than qualified to help you, and I want to help you, as many of you, actually, in fact, as possible to get a leg up doing this work and making more money and working with premium clients. Okay, so really it's the inside secrets. So who is excited for this? Let me know in the chat, right? We'll just put your hand up. Let me know that you are excited for this. Just drop a hell yes in the chat if you like. Okay. Can't see any comments on Facebook, by the way, just so you know, because I can't actually navigate between Zoom, not very well anyway, but I'm sure Mary will take care of that. But come and join us in the Zoom room, okay, where we're hanging out. Okay. Now, I often get asked, why do brides ask me for discount? Why can't they simply understand the value of my services? Meaning they don't respect your prices or what looks you can create for them. Anyone else experienced this? Type in the chat. Let me know. Have you experienced this before? Cindy, I can just see a balloon in the background in your video. It's hilarious. Have you experienced? Heather's saying, yes, of course. Yeah, I've experienced this. We all have, okay? I genuinely get it. I do get it. And it used to really frustrate me too. Like, how come those brides, they don't understand the value of what I'm giving them. I put my heart and soul into my business, into all my kit. Yeah. You know, I've priced myself correctly and very fairly in the marketplace. Yeah, true ladies. So how come they can't see that I am sincere and willing to do whatever it takes to get them that dream look that they've been swooning over on Pinterest that they want on their wedding day? Yeah, you know, why are they not giving me a chance? So here's what I've learned, ladies. Here's what I've learned. No bride is obligated to understand what you do or what is in your kit. It's not their job to understand how we create those looks. It's our job to articulate the value of what we do so that they can hire us. So yes, it's actually down to us. We've actually got to fix that, yeah? We've got to fix what offerings we provide as a business. So if no one is hiring you, or if no one is paying attention to what you are creating on social media right now, then actually, ladies, it's not their fault. It's actually not their fault. And until we own it, we can't fix it. So firstly, you need to understand this. When you are selling hair and makeup services, there is a big, huge difference between selling a bridal dress versus an intangible service which they cannot yet see, touch, like getting your hair and makeup done, right? It's like if you go to taste some wedding cake, who's done that in their wedding planning journey, right? You can touch it, you can feel it, you can taste it, you can smell it. And so then you're like, well, yeah, okay, I get it. That's what I'm actually paying for. The hair and makeup services, it's not like that. It's intangible. Yeah. Does everybody know and understand this so far? Just drop a little yes in the comments that they get that. Okay. Intangible. You cannot feel it, touch it. Yeah. It's like electricity. You can't see it. It's the same. Yeah. Excellent. You get it. It's invisible and they can't see it until it's done. So, most of the time, brides don't know if you can do it, if you can do that look they're looking for, that you say you can do for them, until they have given you money and had a trial. Yeah? So if you think about it, it's actually, that bride is taking a big risk. And they will be thinking, how do I know if I can trust you? Yeah. And that is the difference between a tangible and an intangible service provider in this industry, in the wedding industry. So as long as you've got that so far, I'm going to teach you the three P's when it comes to positioning and presenting your hair and makeup services in this marketplace. Looking for my pen, but I've obviously lost it. So you can write this down, okay? But really, you want to think about how you are positioning yourself. So are you positioning yourself as high-end, maybe mid-end, mainstream market brides, or are you going for the lower end? Yeah, and you don't mind. As long as it's money, you're not bothered, okay? But what makes you different from your competitors? So write this one down for me, and maybe Mary can put it in the chat. Market positioning provides comfort to your potential brides. Market positioning provides comfort to your potential brides. So if they know that you are the expert, if they know that you are the authority in your local area for what you do, they will instantly feel more at ease when they go to hire you. Make sense? Let me know. Make sense, ladies? Brilliant. So if you have testimonials, if you have social proof, or any case studies of real brides, any forms of social proof, that's a plus. That's a great place to start, ladies. Okay? Number two is psychology. Of the three P's, number two is psychology. Do you understand the buying psychology of a bride-to-be? What are their emotional needs when it comes to hiring a professional hair or makeup artist? You know, why are they hiring you? And it's not about what they say, it's why are they hiring you? Do you know if it's these things? It could be social status, okay? It could be prestige. They might be like, well, she's the best of the best, so I have to have her, right? And social status is, well, I don't want to let my friends down, okay? Because they've all got great makeup kits already. So I don't want to bring in the, you know, the lower end hair and makeup artist. With love, ladies, right? We've all got our own preferred types of markets. So there are 10 psychological switches and reasons why you get hired over your competitors. And it's your job to find out from your clients what those things are. So if you ask them, they'll tell you. Yeah, never be afraid to ask. I would always ask in the bridal suite when they're happy on their wedding day, like, just going to ask a question. Why'd you hire me? Why was it me? Why'd you choose me? I don't care, right? Just find out. They will tell you. Do you know what? I hired you because you were the best of the best. Do you know what? I hired you because of X, Y, Z. You need to know what those psychological switches are. Here's another example. Do you know what they're feeling and experiencing when they click on accept on your quotation? Do they see what you can do to help them? Help them eliminate some of their hair and makeup struggles that they experience from day to day. So their aim is to not look crap on their wedding day. So you really want to know, what is it that when they press that yes, accept that quotation, why did they do that? How do they feel? How many times have you had a bride click on it and say, I've done it, I'm so excited, I can't wait, right? Or let's talk about the opposite end of that, okay? But we need to know what those things are. Number three is pricing, okay? The three P's, the third one is pricing. How are you pricing your services? So if you position and price your services as a pretty much a one-time transaction, give me your deposit, booked, then you will have a very transactional relationship with your clients. And they will penny pinch you at the beginning, the middle, and the end of their customer journey. So instead, you want to price yourself as if you are there for them for the long term, like a long-term relationship. Like you are there for them every step of the way before they get married, should they ever need you. And as things grow with their wedding planning journey, so will you grow with them. Yeah, make sense, ladies? Write that one down, Emma. Add it into your marketing. Yeah. So just to reiterate, the three P's today are positioning, psychology, and pricing. Now, if you want to learn more about how to position your brand to attract the higher spending brides, you know, how to communicate with them better and position yourself and your business better in the marketplace, then you can join me for Dream Bride Attraction Secrets. We are really just getting started, okay? And part two is this evening. It's part one, two, and three. I know lots of you already in there. Come and join us, and I will expand the lens on this far more for you. And we'll drop the link in the chat for you. And also, we'll drop it in the Facebook group. So if you enjoyed this one, let us know. And I hope that this has all given you something to think about this week. All right, come and join us if you want to join us and find out more about attracting those clients. And if not, have a fantastic day, everyone. See you next week.